So the people that fear the Lord, guess what? Your soul is going to dwell at ease, and your seed shall inherit the earth. You know what's important is that, you know, your kid, like Remy preached about this not too long ago, but he said that your kids will see the way you live, and they'll judge you about that. And it's true. Because if they see that you have no fear of God before your eyes, then you know what? They're not going to have fear of God before their eyes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when it says that, that if you fear the Lord, your seed shall inherit the earth, well, that's talking about your children.
Yeah.
And so if you play the hypocrite in your house, you know, you're here, you're one way here, but then when you go home, you're totally different, then your kids are going to pick up on that.
Yeah.
And then they're going to say, you know what? I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah, that's right.
So we need to be mindful of the fact that we need to fear the Lord. And if you don't fear the Lord, you need to get a healthy fear.
Amen.
So go back and read some of the Old Testament, and you'll see that you should fear the Lord greatly. All right? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. And look, if you want to be wise, read the Bible. And get that healthy fear. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5 says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. So just like talking about the people that don't want to learn, they don't want to be teachable. Well, you know what? God calls those people fools. And we need to not be fools. We need to not despise wisdom. We need to get instruction. We need to get wisdom with all of our getting, right? Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. Look, the first thing we need to have is a fear for the Lord. You know why I got saved? Because I feared going to hell. And guess what? I knew that the Lord was the one that's going to be able to throw me in there. That's a healthy fear. And that's why, you know, when we're giving the gospel to someone, you need to put a little bit of fear in them. Because if they don't think that God will throw them into hell, they're not going to get saved. If they don't believe in a literal hell, they don't believe that there's a punishment for their sins, they're not going to get saved. And so you need to help them understand, hey, hell is a real place. A kid I was talking to yesterday, he was like, well, I just think it's like a place of darkness. And he was right about that. But then I said, yeah, but there's everlasting flames. Everlasting torment. You know, when you start telling people everlasting, you know, that's a pain that never goes away. That's a flame that never dies out. And that's a darkness that you never get to see in again. That gets a little more scary. And it's important for us when we're giving the gospel and talking to people that we put the fear of God into them.
Yeah.